flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us right now is a Washington, D.C. native. He had Terp, and he was an outstanding pass rusher for so many years in the NFL, primarily with the Chargers. And he is with us on behalf of Bet Online. Sean Merriman joins us, courtesy again of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for AFC and NFC title game lines and props, Super Bowl futures, and look ahead lines for all four potential Super Bowl matchups. And with that, we welcome Sean Merriman in. Sean, it's Chris Russell here in DC. Thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing well, my man. How's it going?
It's going good, man. I covered from afar your career, and I remember watching you, and you were an outstanding player. As you probably know, I've been covering the NFL in some way for like 25 years, but covering the Commanders/Redskins on a pretty much daily basis for the last 15, and I have seen some awful, awful teams and some disappointing days. But man, it is cool to actually cover a championship game. Every athlete tries to get to the pinnacle of their sport. I guess this is the pinnacle of the media profession, right? To be able to cover big games like this where everything's on the line.
Yeah, I'm from the area, man. I grew up in Peachtree County, Maryland, and I still got family in Maryland and Washington, D.C. And my family was always split up between Commanders fans and Cowboys fans. Mm-hmm. So you got half of them that are extremely happy right now. The other ones are sad and not talking to anybody. So I am happy for the team and just the area, man. And also, too, I don't think people are putting enough emphasis on the quick turnaround. Like, when is the last time this happened where – you have organization, new owner, new coach, new everything comes in, and they have this kind of an outcome. I don't think we've seen that, in a long time, maybe ever. And it just shows you how much the ownership and the morale of the team can change. Coaching can change organization. Obviously, having a tremendous quarterback like Jaden Daniels come in, it can flip things around relatively quickly.
Yeah, we saw both Carolina and Jacksonville when they were in their second year after expansion make it to the Super Bowl. I remember in hockey, I don't know if you're a hockey fan at all, the Vegas Golden Knights made it to the Stanley Cup Final against the Capitals in their expansion year. But I don't know if you've ever taken a once so proud and storied franchise that had not been in the dumps for 5 or 7 or 10 years, Sean, as you know, had been in the dumps for largely 30 years. I mean, it's been 33 years since they've been in a conference championship game, since they won two playoff games, and yet here we are. And I'll tell you this, I guess what? You played for the Spanoses, right? The Spanos family, largely, and then was the Pegulas in ownership, or was it still Ralph Wilson in Buffalo? I can't remember when you were there.
Yeah, it was Ralph. It was okay. Ralph Wilson. So, you know, he went to that 90s era, right?
Right.
Where they struggled and trying to figure out a way. So, yeah, it was still Ralph Wilson there.
Right. But you played for some, you know, patriarch owners. Josh Harris is not a patriarch owner per se. I mean, he's a sports owner from being with the Sixers and the Devils and having a little stake in the Steelers. To your point, to do what they've done in a year and a half on the job, on the field and off the field, is incredible. What do you attribute that to? Is it finding the right personnel guy in Adam Peters, the general manager? Is it finding the right visionary in Dan Quinn? Is it truly from the ownership down, and that's where it has to start? How do you kind of carve up that pie?
It starts from the top down. It doesn't matter whether you are a football owner or you're owner of any big CEO of any big Fortune 100 company. That everything changes from the top, because it's when it changes at the top, the leadership changes, and everybody loves to follow the leader when the leader believes in what they're doing. And them bringing Magic Johnson in, you know, having different ownership, the different groups and players, NBA and so forth. I mean, they brought a newfound energy to this team that hasn't been there. When the last time, and maybe it has happened, where you got the owners, you know, dapping up and handshaking and jumping up on players. When have we seen that out of that organization? When is the last time we've seen it?
Yeah.
I'm from here. Yeah. I don't remember seeing it ever.
Yeah.
And so,
Dan didn't like a lot of people, you know? I mean, especially anybody that could push back against him, you know?
Yeah. And look, it's fun. Every owner's different. And I know a lot of, you know, half the owners of the NFL, and all of them got different personalities, the way they approach and go about different things, whatever. But let me tell you, when you got players that know you care, they know you care about winning, and they know that you'll put them in the best position to win football games, mm-hmm. and have a winning organization, they will go out there and lay it out on the line for you any given day of the week. And that's what's happening with the Commanders. They believe that they got ownership and people in that front office that actually care about them winning. And so when that happens, you're starting to see a trickle-down effect throughout that whole organization.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sean Lights Out Merriman joining us right here, courtesy of Bet Online. We appreciate them. Of course, D.C. native, he a Terp, and a great pass rusher and linebacker in the NFL, former NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, first-team All-Pro, a three-time Pro Bowl selection, and, of course, part of the San Diego Chargers 50th anniversary team, and with us here, again, courtesy of Bet Online. So, Dan Quinn, I know you played for some great coaches and you probably enjoyed playing for some. You probably didn't enjoy playing for some. Some were hard asses. Some were players guys or so-called players guys. Dan Quinn seems to be a little bit of both. And I don't know how exactly, Sean, he straddles that line. I would say he's more players coach than hard ass, but he can be a hard ass. Is that something and a personality that players just gravitate to? Because you don't want somebody to be so soft, but you don't want somebody to be, I don't know, I guess Bill Parcells in his prime, like.
Yeah, it's incredible the way his approach is to the game, and I've followed him since his days in Seattle. And it's one thing to have a relationship, guys. You want the guys to be able to come and talk to you. You want to be able to get on guys and them not take it personal. When you got good relationships with guys, you can do that. But it's also a thing where they're looking for a leader, right? They're not looking for a friend. They're not looking for a buddy. They're looking for somebody that's going to put them in a position, set things up, and take charge. So the way he's been able to manage both of those two things is why they're winning, the players are reacting the way they're reacting. It is a very tough thing to do. And I hate to throw, what's up, the Miami Dolphins coach down there? Mike McDaniel. Right?
Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
And look, I think he's a great offensive mind. I think he's a great play caller. I don't necessarily look at him as a great head coach or leader, because it's one thing. You don't want to be friends with all your players.
Yeah,
right?
No,
you want to have a respect level there. And I think that...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is why Dan Quinn is having so much success.
That's a great point. And by the way, I love Mike McDaniel. I got to cover him for 4 years here under Mike Shanahan. And anybody that was associated with that staff is really smart. But you're right. Like, there's smart and there's X's and O's. And then there's, you know, the way to balance or straddle the line, if you will, to get the most juice out of the rock. I wanted to ask you this. Obviously, Saquon, the NFC Championship, I think, from a defensive perspective for the Commanders, starts and ends with Saquon Barkley. It's not the only thing you have to worry about, but that's where it starts and maybe ends. Often linebackers, defensive ends, front seven guys are taught seal the edge, set the edge. Against Barkley, do you have to sometimes maybe resist setting the edge because he's so good at hitting those interior gaps and holes and busting through them and breaking off a long one? Or do you take that approach still because you don't want him to turn the corner and get to the outside?
Yeah, as the outside linebacker or defensive end, you want to set the edge and let nothing get outside the outside shoulder. That is what you want to do. But you also have to play a little bit of a two-gap because you know if there's a little crease inside the tackles, he's going to hit it, and he's going to hit it hard.
Yeah.
And once he gets into the second level, he becomes dangerous. So you don't want to let him start getting a full seam downhill. When he does that, he's almost unstoppable. And you're right. They got A.J. Brown. They got Jalen Hurts. They got guys who could hurt you in other areas. But if you don't stop Saquon, all of those things open up. They're going to be able to throw the ball. That RPO action opens up with Jalen Hurts where he can take it and hurt you with his legs. You have to stop Saquon. And look, if A.J. Brown has, you know, a 10-catch game and he's on fire, you can live with that because you know going into this game, the one person that can hurt you that you're going to lose if you don't stop, and that's Saquon Barkley.
If Jalen Hurts is compromised like he was for a good part of Sunday's divisional playoff win in the snow, granite against the Rams, can the Eagles beat the Commanders if the Commanders do anything close to what they've done in the first two playoff games?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts' health is going to play a tremendous factor. And if I was the Commanders, I would check and see exactly where his health is early on by blitzing him up the middle, getting him to throw in a run, seeing if he can move around. And that will tell you everything. I would start bringing guys, even if it's not what you want to do early on. I would have to check his health and see if he's mobile enough to last four quarters. It will tell you everything. And if he is, then you get out of it. You get back to your game plan. But early on, I would send the dogs. I would see where his health is and if he can adjust to what we're bringing. and then get back to the game plan if it doesn't work.
This is a really good point, because I was just saying before you came on, I think they'll probably open up a little conservatively, right? You don't want to get beat over the top. Maybe not drop an eighth guy into the box just to sell out and sell and stop Barkley. Try and see if you can do it on your own. But I didn't think about that. That's a really good point, Sean, that you want to make sure you get him on the roll. And maybe if he's feeling good, maybe one run, maybe one tweak, and all of a sudden he's a little bit compromised. So that's a really, really, really good point. Sean Merriman is with us on behalf of Bet Online. All right. Ultimately, Jaden Daniels has been all everything. I would imagine he's the best rookie quarterback you've seen, but you know, you played right, if memory serves me correct, with Philip Rivers after the trade in San Diego. I mean, how would you compare Jaden Daniels with, I guess, anybody else that you've seen in a rookie at that position?
I would say the closest thing I've seen of Jaden Daniels coming to the NFL and be NFL ready, where he didn't look like a rookie, was Andrew Luck.
Mm.
He was the last one that I can recall that I played against, but also just watching from a distance, that when he stepped on the field, you didn't feel like you were playing against a rookie. The only thing is now with Jaden Daniels, he's more polished than Andrew Luck is, because not only can he throw, he can also run and throw on a run. And those things that Andrew Luck didn't have so much early on. But, yeah, with Andrew Luck, he wasn't stepping up in the gap or rolling over a safety into the box or doing anything and confusing him. He knew exactly what he's doing. Jaden Daniels saying, well, you're not rattling him. This guy's been hit over and over again, bleeding from the face in critical situations, delivering darts. Well, he just doesn't seem to be rattled. And so when you've got somebody like that from that standpoint, it is very, very difficult to do something that's going to get him to do things uncharacteristically.
No doubt about it. I know you got to run, but real quickly on the AFC Championship, Kansas City, Buffalo. I like Buffalo. Do you?
I do. And I said before the season, I think this is the year the Buffalo Bills get over the hump. And the reason why, not only because Josh Allen's playing out of his mind and at such a high level, but it's the way they're beating people. He spread the ball around so much on that offense. It's really hard to game plan those guys and stop one guy. I mean, that pass he threw to Ty Johnson in the back of the end zone, that wasn't expected. But it's just a sheer fact that he can do things like that, can hurt you. I think this is the year they get over the hump.
Sean, great stuff. Great to have you. Appreciate you. A Washington, D.C. native that made it big and did great things. Always great to have you on the radio here in the nation's capital. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV as well. We got the East-West Shrine Bowl practices starting Saturday morning. So if you guys want to see, I think Shador is going to be there, and Travis Hunter, Coach Prime, is going to be there as well. This is the biggest confirmed list. So make sure you guys download my streaming platform, Lights Out Sports TV, available on all smart TVs, iOS and Android. But it's going to be a big weekend for the 100th annual East-West Shrine
Bowl. Excellent. Practice. Excellent. Awesome. Looking forward to that, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean Merriman, courtesy of Bet Online, and you just heard the East-West Shrine Bowl coming up, and that is a big ticket, and that is a big score for them to get that kind of talent. Check out Bet Online for, again, AFC and NFC title game lines and props, Super Bowl futures, and look-ahead lines for all four potential Super Bowl matchups. Thanks to Sean Merriman, again. Sounds like he's certainly a little froggy for the Commanders. Definitely liking the Bills in Kansas City.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.